What about hormonal therapy in the ER-positive patient? And particularly, I'm curious about your thoughts about the duration of hormonal therapy, particularly the aromatase inhibitors, and the long-term management of these patients over, you know, a 10 and 15-year period. Where do you think we're heading in that direction?
Well, I think that we became aware that ER-positive breast cancer is a very strange disease with continuous risk of relapse over time. That's bad news, I think, at the end of the day, because it could well be that this disease will be extremely difficult to cure. And if that's the case, we need to be thinking for really long-term endocrine therapies. Now, again, I'm hoping that with some pharmacogenomic tools, we will be able to identify patients at continuous risk of relapse from those who can be cured with a relatively short course of endocrine treatment. But for the majority, I think that this is not going to happen, and they are going to need a very prolonged endocrine manipulation. And there, we really don't know what is the optimal sequencing. We have currently very interesting data on tamoxifen first, followed by an AI, and that seems to be a very powerful strategy. Currently, in my practice, I try to go for 8 years. It's not based on anything very solid, but, you know, it's a compromise between the data of 5 years of tamoxifen and 5 years of an AI, and then 2-3 years of tamoxifen, 2-3 years of an AI. So I'm trying to do 2-3 years of TAM and 5 years of an AI. But I'm waiting with impatience the results of the big 198 study, because it has one arm with the opposite sequence, the AI given first and followed by tamoxifen. And I'm really curious what are going to be the results of this arm. They should be available in 2008.
The other arm also, the other sequencing arm in that trial would also be available at that time. That's the TAM first and yes, then the letrozole.
Yeah, so it's an incredibly interesting trial at the end of the day, because it's really making the head-to-head comparison from the beginning between an AI alone, the sequencing with TAM first, and the sequencing with the AI first. And that's really great.
So do you want to make a gentleman or gentlewoman bet with me about which of the four arms is going to turn out to be best?
I'm terribly bad at that. When I make predictions, I'm completely wrong most of the time. I really don't know. I am not sure that the AI alone will be a clear winner. But again, I tell you, I'm not very good at making predictions. But if there is going to be a difference between the AI alone and the sequencing arms, this difference is not going to be huge. And again, it's going to just tell us that on average, you are better off with your AI from the beginning, but it doesn't mean that this is the best treatment for each individual woman.
So right now, if you see a woman who's come to the 5-year point, who's had an AI for 5 years, are there situations where you'll continue it?
Yes, if the woman is at very high risk, many positive nodes, and if the tolerance is okay. So, of course, I will make a very careful evaluation of the status of bone, the lipids in the blood, and the quality of life in general.